As far as we know, there were no long lines of people waiting for Sitka stores to open in the early morning darkness on Friday. No stampedes of agitated shoppers grabbing for merchandise at low, low prices. No ads spelling crazy with the K. But there were plenty of shoppers out on Friday, the first of a two-day reprieve on paying sales taxes in Sitka. One of those shoppers was Adrian Altman, who was making her way down Lincoln Street around 11 in the morning.
We just moved here from Florida, so I bought a bunch of Alaska stuff to send home to everybody. Everyone's getting Alaska stuff.
Altman says she usually shops on the day after Thanksgiving. She's even done the early morning thing down south, camping out in front of a Best Buy store from closing time the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, waiting for an early morning doorbuster sale. She ended up with a $200 computer.
The doorbusters cracked me up here because nothing opens till 10, so you don't have to really stand out in line like we did. So I kind of enjoy this more.
It's about 11:30 in the morning on Friday, and I'm looking down Lincoln Street. Already I can see that there are more people out than usual, but whether or not they're all here because of the sales tax holiday is hard to tell without asking each person individually. Whatever the case, though, Stephanie Brenner of Brenner's Fine Clothing and Gifts says that the sales tax holiday definitely brings people into the stores.
I just think it's a positive thing that anytime you can bring people into the downtown area.
There's a sign on the front door to Brenner's reading 20% off all clothing, and the floor is humming with people perusing shelves of scarves and sweaters and jackets and vests. Brenner says the business will pick up as the holidays approach.
I think there's a lot of people that are out because of the holiday. They're stocking up on groceries and different things. And I know we bought a TV because we didn't have to pay tax on it today.
So off I go to Stereo North at the corner of Lincoln and Harbor Drive. It's one of the places in town where you can get a TV, among other big-ticket items. Owner Shirley Robards is organizing some rock and roll CDs when I walk up to her. She says when you average out the people who aren't shopping earlier in the week with the people who are shopping during the sales tax holiday, the store ends up doing a little better than normal, but it's not a make-or-break event for the business.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, they're coming in and looking and looking. So, but last year was excellent. This year it started out so far so good. Yeah, and they buy big-ticket items because they save $50.
The Sitka Chamber of Commerce is among those hoping the sales tax holiday pays off. Executive Director Sheila Finkenbinder lobbied hard in late October for approval of the holiday. She told the Sitka Assembly that it will encourage residents to spend money locally rather than on the internet or in other communities. On the flip side of that, the holiday means that city government loses 2 days of sales tax revenue during a year when that money already has fallen short of expectations. Second quarter sales tax receipts were down about 14% from the same period a year ago, and third quarter sales tax receipts were down more than 21% from the same quarter a year ago. Still, Mayor Scott McAdams was among those supporting the tax holiday, and on Friday was among those taking advantage of it.
I really think that on the consumer side, we've got a lot of folks that are working hard in this town, trying to make ends meet, and just a little bit of support from the city during the holiday season, I think is the right thing to do.
And you're out looking today yourself?
I am. We're out shopping. We're looking, me and my son Gavin are looking for gifts for Mom.
Sorry, Mom. Can't tell you any more than that. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.